Hey, everybody. It's time for another edition of the midweek edition of the Mailbag Show, where we come to you with all of these letters, email messages, and other things. Here's something. Here's another thing people send us. We have at least two things and maybe three that are here in the mailbag. We'll pull them out and take a look at them. You can join all of these people who write to us. There are more than three. Actually, there are four or five. Write to us at P.O. Box 6240, Havana, Cuba. That's Post Office Box 6240, Havana, Cuba. Our email address is radiohc@enet.cu. That's radiohc@enet.cu. Let us know how reception is in your area, how you pick us up on the radio or on the web. If you're listening to us streaming audio, let us know about that too. Anything you may like to know, we would be happy to answer your questions on the radio. So write to us. I'll give you the address again a little bit later on in the programming as we get close to the end. Okay? All right. This is something we do twice a week, too. We do this on Wednesdays, the midweek edition, and then on Sundays, Irma comes over from the correspondence department, and we have the weekend edition right here in the studio. So it's good to have you with us here on the radio. Let's take a look at the first thing that we got out of the bag. It is from our good friend and regular listener, Chris Malboeuf. He writes to us from BC, British Columbia, up there in Canada, and he wants to know. He always wants to know. He says here, what is the best time of the year to travel to Cuba? I've always wanted to visit Cuba. Thank you and have a nice week. Okay. Well, thank you, Chris. Chris up there in BC. An interesting question. Probably the best time to come here to Cuba. There really isn't a really good time. You can come any time of the year, actually. But the best time in terms of weather is between December and May, right about now. When you can expect dry, sunny days, plenty of blue skies. It's relatively cool, not that hot, and it's something that you might want to do if you do that. The wet season normally starts up in June, and visitors here to Cuba try to avoid completely August, September, when it gets pretty hot here. July and August, really, are the hottest months of the year. Really sticky. You might want to try to avoid the stickiness, but it's a good time to come too. Cuba has a lot of sun, a lot of fine tropical weather climates, and dry and wet seasons. As I said, the wet season mainly starts up in June, May and June, but that's not too bad either, because the rain comes and it's brief. The downpours never last very long, and you want to get sunshine. It comes out, dries everything up, doesn't even look like it's rained at all here. So there really isn't a good time. There isn't a bad time. There is a good time all the time to come here to Cuba. Maybe right about now, as I said, would be the best time. The peak tourist season here runs roughly from mid-December to mid-March. That's because in the northern hemisphere, it gets cold and people come down here to warm themselves up. So mainly the time when a lot of people are here is toward the end of the year, into the new year in January, February, when it's so cold in the north that they want to come and get away from the cold, snowy weather there in the north. So this is a good time to come to Cuba. Anytime is a nice time, and we hope you, Chris, come down and see us. I think you've not been here before. You've written to us all the time from British Columbia. You're way up there in Canada, so my God, you must be cold by now. Come down and see us anytime, Chris. Chris Malboeuf, our good listener, writing to us here at Radio Havana, Cuba, wanting to know when the best time to come here to Cuba would be. Well, we'll hopefully see you soon here, Chris, and all of our listeners, too. Come on down. Tourism is still a major industry here in Cuba, even though the Trump administration, the White House, the United States, want to try to get people not to come to Cuba. We're, of course, encouraging people. We are very friendly and warm people, not only the climate, but our people here in Cuba. So come and visit us here anytime, and come and see us at Radio Havana, Cuba. you've tuned to the midweek edition of the Mailbag Show, taking a look at these letters, email messages, postcards, in some cases too, of people who write to us from all over the world. Join us here on the program. I'll give you the address a little bit later on as we get closer to the end of the program for today, and you can write to us too here on the Mailbag Show. Here we have something from Dayton, Ohio. It's from Joel Benke, who writes to us, "I'm sending this letter as a reception report for one of your broadcasts. I listened to it on the frequency of 6,000 kilohertz using a Texon PL310ET receiver with a built-in 20-inch whip antenna. The reception quality was 5.4544. Excellent signal, occasional fading, a bit of interference, but surprisingly no noise." He says here, Joel, there in Dayton, Ohio, listened to us, heard the news segment. He heard Connecting the Dots, our program that we have on here on the radio. DXers Unlimited, he said, too. He said he appreciates the diversity of the contents of our programming. He will definitely listen again because, he says here, "I enjoy hearing about what life is like in other countries. I agree that the sanctions against Cuba by the United States has to stop because they are really unnecessary and cruel." Okay, Joel. Joel Benke in Dayton, Ohio, up in the United States. Thanks a lot for your reception report. We will verify it and send you a QSL card, a confirmation of your reception there. All right, thanks again for writing to us and for your comments, too. Thank you, Joel. And we have an electronic message, an email from Ohio. Another regular listener lives up in North Ridgeville. It's our good friend Michael Fandries. He is writing to us. He reports our shortwave broadcast in English. Thanks, Michael. Always good to hear from Michael up there in Ohio. We will send you another QSL card in return for your reception report. Thanks a lot. And that's Michael Fandries in Ohio, in the United States. Say hello to your wife, Cindy, too, who also writes to us from time to time. And here, let's see. Oh, here, from India. This is from Jayanta Chakrabarty, who writes to us all the time. He says, "I am happy to report your broadcast, which I listened to by way of shortwave radio. Audio quality was excellent. Occasional atmospheric disturbances. I would like to receive a QSL card." Okay, well, we'll send you another one. You must have a stack of them. Jayanta Chakrabarty in India, who writes to us all the time. Listen to us on 5,040 kilohertz, it says here. It's our tropical band. Okay, thanks. Over there in India. He also adds here a couple of items he heard on the report. He sends a very detailed reception report all the time, and we just appreciate that. That's something that listeners should do, too. Be sure to write to us. When you do, send us a street address, post office box, so we have a record of where you are, and we can send you things in the mail, physical things like, you know, this. Here, this QSL card. We'll send now to Jayanta in India, and we'll send to you, too, if you send us a reception report wherever you are in the world, okay? All right. And let's see, we've got new World of Stamps program coming up again, of course, on the weekends, on Sundays, with Rach Gomez. And we have a new contest for this year. If you'd like to participate in our contest, you have to mention 5 postal issues released by the Cuban Ministry of Communications since 1959. Contest deadline, December the 31st. Get your entry in to Radio Havana, Cuba. And once again, the question for this year, mention 5 postal issues released by the Cuban Ministry of Communications since 1959. That shouldn't be too hard. Do a little research there and let us know. Reception reports and other things, too, are welcome at Radio Havana, Cuba. Write to us, P.O. Box 6240, Havana, Cuba. That's Post Office Box 6240, Havana, Cuba. Our email address is radiohc at enet.cu. That's radiohc at enet.cu, and we'll see you next week. We'll be here, midweek edition. Don't forget the weekend edition with Irma from the Correspondence Department when she comes over here with all of these letters and email messages from our listeners around the world here on Radio Havana, Cuba.